As you know, the ECOWAS has set a timeline by which the transition should end. It was an initial period of 18 months. What is evident is that because of the coup that happened within the coup, some delays have occurred regarding the schedule of activities leading to elections. So it is crucially important that consultations are held between the ECOWAS and the Malian transitional authorities to ensure that the scheduled elections at the end of the transition are not unduly delayed. It is a fact that the elections to be conducted need to be done in a manner that will ensure credible, inclusive, and peaceful elections. These need to be well prepared, and every effort should be made to avoid any circumstances which may result in flawed elections. Because after all, the coup d'etat that ushered in this transitional process was as a result of flawed elections. The position of ECOWAS is entirely understandable, that the military are not seen to try to benefit by prolonging a transitional process. That is why ECOWAS often comes up with timelines for the duration of the transitions. At the same time, at the end of the transition, elections that happened must be seen to have been credible and transparent. And for this to occur, there needs to be consultations and discussions with ECOWAS and the wider international community, the African Union, to see what support can be mobilized for the transitional authorities to deliver peaceful and credible, inclusive elections.